Lunchtime on a Tuesday. You got NBA action tonight. We're going to finally know who the Nuggets will play in round number one. We're going to preview that coming up in a couple minutes. Tell you who we like, who we want to see come to the Mile High City on a Saturday. You want to tell us who you're rooting for? Pelicans, Lakers? You can get ahead of that. 303-713-1043. That is the RamosLaw.com text line. We're going to get into that conversation, Stoke. We've been teasing the Rockies. Disappointing loss last night. They dropped 2-1 in 10 innings. It was their first extra inning game of the 2024 season, and it was there in Philadelphia. Did enough to win the game. It only had 5 total hits, but it was a defensive battle. The Phillies were only able to muster up 6 hits. The story actually comes down to the 9th inning. Top of the 9th inning, the Rockies need a pinch base runner. Bud Black goes to Kyle Freeland. Yeah, that Kyle Freeland, the guy that's supposed to be the ace of the staff. A wild pitch gets him from second to third. And then now, Jeff Hoffman on the mound, a former Rocky, one of Kyle's bros, gets another one behind the catcher. Let's actually take a listen to what it sounded like.
Yep, oh, this gets by. Here comes Freeland. Play at the play. Out at the plate. And did Freeland get hurt?
Rockies TV on the call right there. Of course, Drew Goodman with it. Yeah, Freeland did get hurt. It didn't seem to be too serious, but he is rolling around in pain, the shoulder, holding on to it right away, non-throwing arm. But it's a problem when your big league manager decides that when he needs a pinch runner, he goes to what they believe is the best pitcher on the staff. Stoke, I don't know baseball like Bud Black knows baseball, but I know you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because they had a lot of guys that were out because of an illness or something.
Yeah, and bugs going around.
Yeah, so of course, like, all right. And then, you know, so you don't have a lot on your bench left to choose from if you're looking for a pinch hitter. It's a tie game. You might need a DH coming up, you know, in the 10th or 11th inning. And so I think you look at it from that perspective and just say, okay, who's my most athletic non-hitter that I can put in there right now and save one of these bats? And, I mean, goodness, you're just hoping that he doesn't get injured. So, I don't know. I'm sure there was a reason to put Freeland in there. He wasn't at the top of Bud Black's list, right?
Yeah.
But there was not a lot to choose from there. And then, of course, anything that bad can happen is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened last night. Next thing you know, Freeland's on the ground rolling around his shoulder. Did it pop out and pop back? Like, oh my goodness, non-throwing at least, but still, what bad can happen will happen to the Rockies, and it happened again last night. I mean, I don't know. I thought they had some kind of new rule in baseball, too, that you couldn't block the plate.
They
sure looked like the pitcher blocked the plate to me. I mean, he was right in front of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he obstructed Freeland's slide, or he would have been safe, and they didn't call that. And he pops his shoulder out, and he gets called out, and then they lose in the next inning. You can't make this stuff up. It's brutal.
You're right about the play at the plate, though. The guys on the Rockies broadcast were talking about it, too, of like, all right, if that's, you know, I like me some Ryan McMahon. If that's Ryan McMahon, and he just plows into Jeff Hoffman, because Hoffman is trying to make the catch and then tag the swipe down,
yeah,
which we should talk about that, too, because I'm not sure he got that down in time. But if it's a position player and not Kyle Freeland and he just blows Jeff Hoffman up, then what happens? Because you're right, you're not supposed to block the plate. I mean, it's bang, bang, it's quick, but he is standing in front of the plate, impeding the runner's progress.
Yeah, well, and then you're going to be thrown out of the game probably if you try to run him over. But it looked clear cut to me, and I wasn't listening to the broadcast, but I just watched the play, the replay of it, and I'm like, that looks like he's blocking the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're blocking a plate, he should be safe. They didn't call it that way, of course. I don't know how or why they wouldn't. So really odd set of circumstances that happened to the Rockies. And a strange, awful season just keeps getting stranger and more awful.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's been for the Rockies so far. So it's, I guess, you know, they got to win. They're playing today, I'm assuming.
They are,
right?
4:40 again. Yep, first pitch today.
You know, they got to win this game to have a chance to win the series. It's a 3-game series.
It is.
So if they lose tonight, that's another lost series, and that would be, what, 5 to start the season? Or?
Yeah, I believe so.
Not ideal at all. I mean, like, a lot of us thought it would be bad. I just didn't think it would be this bad.
One texter, this is cool that Bud Black listens, says, guys, I feel like Freeland is a great athlete and a fast runner. He's been a pinch runner in the past.
Yeah, I think I remember that. It would be six series.
Six series, okay.
Yeah, that they would have lost. Look, I'm not putting this on Bud Black.
You're not?
No.
I am.
Well, I know you are.
Like 100%.
Well, that's fair, and I understand, but there was a reason, right? I
mean, there's
a
sickness.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, you had a limited bench because of all these guys were sick. And then, on top of that, it's a tie game, so you're looking at your bench and guys that you might need down the stretch. Your catcher got a double with two outs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on second with two outs in the ninth. You're looking to try to score a run. He's not fast. You're looking for a little bit more athletic guy. I mean, you put your pitcher in there, you're hoping that there's not a collision at the plate. How often does that happen? It's just bad luck. So I'm not going to blame Bud for that because I'm assuming that Freeland wasn't at the top of the list of pinch runners.
Well, I hope that your assumption is right.
And it just played out that way, mm-hmm. and it was just bad luck. That next thing you know, I mean, Hoffman has two wild pitches in a row.
Yeah.
Or two wild pitches on that in that next at bat.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes from second to third, and then third he tries to score, and obviously there's a collision there. So just bad luck, man. Just bad luck. It's the Rockies.
It's the Rockies. Rocky's going to Rocky, right?
Yep.
And they did some good Rockying last night.
Yep. We'll see what kind of Rockying they're going to do today. It won't be good.
No, it won't. They're also down to just two hitters now, being over 300. Izzy Tovar's right there at 297, but it's Ryan McMahon and it's Elias Diaz.
Okay.
As that catcher that you were just mentioned. Those are only two hitters over 300.
And Chris
here.
Bryant didn't play? He's still got
the back tightness.
Okay.
He's not going on the IL. Bud Back talked about that again yesterday. So today, tomorrow, I don't know. They come home for, I think that's how it works. Yeah, they'll come home for Seattle coming up on Friday. Maybe, you know what? I got tickets to the Rockies game Friday. Maybe
you
he's
do?
Waiting for me to be there to play and really show up.
Are you going?
Probably not. It's supposed to be cold and rainy.
Yeah. But you have tickets.
Yeah.
Did you pay for those tickets?
Yeah.
You did?
But only $50.
For both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
And they're like 12 rows up, first baseline. $50 for two tickets.
Okay.
What should I do? I also have an invite to spend the weekend in a cabin up in the mountains.
Yeah, you go to the mountains, cabin mountains.
Go to the mountains, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Why would you even ask that?
Yeah. Well, I tried to talk to Kels about that one last night. She's not a fan of eating the $50, but I'll just give her $50, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how that works?
Or you know what, Kevin, do you want to go to the Rockies game on Friday?
Hell no.
Oh. Free tickets?
No.
Come on, they're free.
I can figure out something better to do.
Wow.
Dang. Kevin, they're good seats.
Yeah. I'll buy Rock Pile and I'll get down there. Trust me, man.
Yeah, we'll see what I end up doing with those. Maybe I'll give them to my sisters or something like
that.
There
you go.
They can go. All right. So, yeah, Rockies and Phillies, they'll do it tonight. So, if you do want to watch something tonight, I know we're going to be locked into basketball for the most part. But our Braves are on TBS this evening. So you can catch Braves on TBS tonight. They're taking on the Astros. So that's just a little something fun.
Yeah, I won't watch them right now. I only watch our team. I only watch them if they get to the playoffs.
Oh, well, they will.
Yeah. Once they get to the playoffs, I'll start watching them. But other than that, I'm honestly, like, I already told you about the Rockies, me and the Rockies this year. And it hurts. It's like I've never been through a divorce, but it feels like a divorce,
yeah.
Josh, is what it feels like for me and the Rockies, because I loved them. They were so much fun to watch. We had so much fun early in my radio career. And so, like, we grew up together. And then all of a sudden, they became unwatchable.
Mm-hmm.
They became miserable to live with.
Yeah.
Right? I just can't do it anymore. So I've separated myself from them, and it's painful. But I've kind of done that with all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
Like, we got playoff basketball on tonight, right? We got NHL winding down, about to be playoff hockey. You think I'm paying attention to baseball right now? Whenever I've been hurt by the Rockies? Dude, I thought we were going to be going to another World Series with that group we had. And now you look up and they're all gone. It's like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, yeah, that'd be, but so, like, I'm scorned by them and I'm taking it out on the rest of baseball. It's just the way it is.
That's how it goes.
Yep. But I'm locked and loaded with basketball tonight.
Yeah.
Those ought to be two good games.
Yes, they should.
See what the Lakers look like against the Pelicans. We'll play the winner of that game, which is exciting. And then the Golden State-Sacramento, that should be a good game. Sacramento seems like they always play them really, really good. I don't know what the line is in that game, but I would right now I'd pick Sacramento. I don't know where they're playing. Oh, yeah, I'd pick Sacramento.
They are playing in Sacramento.
The line is Golden State -2.5. Yeah, I'd probably pick Sacramento.
Okay. And it was Sacramento was eliminated by the Warriors last year in the postseason. So it is a little, you know, what do you want to call it? A little mini budding rivalry that's kind of happening.
Right. They're both out there in California somewhere, Sacramento. In Sacramento, that's close enough, right?
I've never been to Sacramento. I don't know why I would go to Sacramento.
Sound like a good place.
They just have the Kings, right?
Yeah, not much else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Kings are, they're a good young team, but I think the Warriors, they send them fishing this evening.
You do? Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see.
What about that first game? That's the one we really love. 5:30 on TNT, Lakers-Pelicans. The Nuggets have only lost to the Pelicans this year because they own the Lakers. Who are you rooting for? Who do you want in Denver on Saturday afternoon?
I am rooting for the Pelicans.
Okay.
Josh, I get it. We've owned the Lakers, and you know... And I thought I taught you a lesson, Josh. I taught you a lesson about, you know, just like overlooking and disrespecting certain teams. And you and Zach did that with Phoenix.
We did.
And I tried to warn y'all. Y'all didn't listen. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'm dealing with my kids here. And so I just put a little respect on LeBron and AD, right? I get it. We've owned them.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's and that's fun. And that's awesome. But at the same time, LeBron James, I don't know, top 3-4 player ever to play in the NBA, right? To me, that's you're not going to really argue that.
Uh-huh.
And so whether you put him at 1-4, top 5, okay, wherever, he's there. He's that dude. Anthony Davis, I get it. You can say he's always injured. He's soft. He is a really good player. They got some good role players if they get hot. And I just think their greatness with those two, with LeBron and AD, outweighs, you know, Zion, who can't shoot the ball. Ingram, he's just coming off of an injury. McCollum has been playing really well. And they got some nice reserve role players there. But it's the NBA, man. Right? I mean, that's a Pelicans are they're a good basketball team. I mean, they're seven seed, the Pelicans?
Nine or ten.
Okay.
Oh, no, the Pelicans. I'm sorry. They're 7 or 8.
They're seven. Because the game's at their place. Right. So, like, they're a good team, and they got good players.
Yeah.
But I'd rather face that squad than the Lakers. How about you?
See, I'm the opposite. I actually.
Here you go again. Here he goes again.
And you know what? You're right, man, because I'm not afraid of the Lakers at all.
See?
I would be shocked if the Lakers won more than a game against the Denver Nuggets. I'm actually a little, I feel the way almost that you feel about the Lakers, about New Orleans. Zion, all right, Aaron Gordon, Zion Williams, that'd be a fun matchup to watch. So that means KCP is guarding Brandon Ingram for a 4-game series. As good of a defender as KCP is, Ingram's got length.
We're gonna put Michael Porter Jr. Oh. Lock him down with MPJ. What are you talking about, man? We got that thing covered. Don't worry about that. MPJ locks down him because he's got the length.
He does have the length.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that's what's gonna happen there. Yeah.
Well, now I'm even more terrified.
And then KCP is gonna lock down. I don't know. Put him on whoever.
Put him on CJ.
Probably Jamal on him. It doesn't matter in the NBA though. So much pick and roll and screens and stuff like that. But sorry, go ahead.
But also, that's something in the NBA that bugs me. If you're a good team, you should fight through the screen to dictate the matchup. Nobody does that.
No, I think that's easier. To me, I think that's easier said than done. Like, fight through the screen. So you're going to go underneath? Okay.
Well, depending on who the ball handler is.
Right. You're going to go over the top. Now you can't fight through the screen.
You have someone hedge, then you run back to your spot.
Yeah. You can do it, but I just think it's easier said than done.
Okay.
Okay. So what other issues do you have?
And then it's the postseason, so you have to remember who Jamal Murray is in the postseason. But you just said it, man. CJ McCollum's playing some good basketball right now. I almost look at this as CJ and Jamal would, like, wash one another out. That's a push. They're going to be the same guy for each of their teams.
Okay.
And then Nikola, obviously he's going to be better than their big fellow down there, but he plays good underneath the basket. I just think that the matchup is better for the Denver Nuggets. I don't think that they'd have a problem with New Orleans. I'm still going to pick the Nuggets to win in round one, but I'm telling you, man, they beat the brakes off the Lakers, and they have to battle against the Pelicans.
Okay. I mean, you make some good points. You know, their big man, Valanciunas, he's a solid player.
Valanciunas. So.
Valanciunas. Okay. Close enough. I mean, goodness.
Well, you wanted Chunas, me to fix your Chunas, stuff. You told me to correct your stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. So, it's a playoffs. You can look, I think, at every team, and especially in the West, and say, all right, they got some good players. And both those teams got some good players. I just would rather stay away from greatness. Like greatness. True greatness. And that's LeBron at the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
I think ultimately, and the good thing here that I really do love about these conversations, I can take a step back and say this. If the Nuggets go out there and play like they should play, I don't really care who it is. I really don't. You know, it could be the Suns. It could be Minnesota, OKC, mm-hmm. Golden. It doesn't matter. The Nuggets will handle their business, okay? They can stay healthy and play like they should play. Then they'll take care of business. Now, if they don't, you know, you play like you did against the Spurs and some of these other games, which I'm not overly concerned by that. But if they do, then look, Lakers are Pelicans. It'll be a tough battle.
Yeah, you're right, and you're absolutely right about what you said too. The starters are healthy and they're playing 40 plus minutes a game, and they're playing Denver Nuggets brand of basketball. There's not a team in the planet that can beat them.
And I'm excited about this year's playoffs, probably more so than last year.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, because you tasted it. Now you know it's real.
Well, also it's like the pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
You're free rolling.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we already got one.
It's house money.
Playing with house money. And so it's nice when you're playing with house money. It's like, I don't know, you just like last year with all of the talk that was going around about the Embiid MVP and Jokic is just like, just give it to him. I'm tired of hearing this from Perkins and all these people just bashing me because I haven't won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gone this far in the playoffs, you know, and done this or did that in the regular, all these different things. And then they get the number one seed. And you knew it was going to be Bash City if they didn't at least get to the finals. So all the pressure was on the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only did they get there, but they won it. And so now it's like, exhale.
Yeah.
All right, you can't ever say that stuff ever again. Ever again.
Right.
And so now it's just like, all right, this is more, it's just, to me, it's more relaxing. Not like I'm playing in the game. I'm not, you know, but it's still, it's like you wanted them to win it so bad. Just for them, right? So you don't have to even, like, and I was tired of hearing all the noise from outside. And so now it's like, all right, there is no more questions about, you know, Nikola and can he lead this team to a championship and all these different things. I've been there, done that. You know, you won't, I promise you, you won't hear Lisa Salters this year saying, hey, this guy's pretty good. Like, damn, Lisa. What have you been watching? Do you watch the NBA? But that's what she said not 5 years ago. That's what she said last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. She said that 9 months ago.
Yeah, like think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we were. And so the narrative and everything has changed so much that it's like, all right, cool. Put a smile on your face, go out there and play good ball. And you know what? The pressure's not there. Do I want him to win again? Yeah. But I don't want to have a loser mentality here, but I almost feel like I felt with the Avs last year.
Like, Hayes in the barn? They already did it?
Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I'm not going to be, I don't want to say that because I was pissed off Friday when they lost to the Spurs. So I don't want to say I'm not going to be, like, frustrated or upset if they lose. Now, if you lose in the first round,
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that's like, come on, what you way underachieved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also with the Avs, what was different for me was they had a lot of changes, right, from year over year.
Yeah,
from 2 years ago to last year, and they ended up losing the first round. Then Val disappeared, and it's like, okay, I was just like feet up, dude. Y'all won a championship, and I got to see it. You get a free pass the next year. I think I look at the Nuggets a little differently because. they have all five guys coming back. Now, Bruce left, but most of this team is back intact. Mm-hmm. So I would have to see it before I really tell you, like, okay, yeah, I'm really upset. I am devastated that they lost in the playoffs. Or like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If you lose in the first round, everybody's upset. You lose it in, I think, the second round, you're pretty upset, too. You get to the Western Conference Final, and it's a game-winning three in game seven that buries you. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you're not going to light the world on fire in anger and frustration, but you would be a little disappointed. I think I look at it as, especially with the Nuggets and Avs, and the Nuggets have never had this. We're in the Denver Nuggets championship window. Yeah, you had that a little bit in 09 when they lose to the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. 89 or 88, whenever they lost to the Lakers again in the Western Conference Final. But it's right in front of us. You can win 3-4 championships if things go the right way over an 8-10-year period. So I think I would be disappointed. But again, if it's a Kyrie left-handed hook shot at the buzzer, what are you supposed to do?
Can't believe he made that shot.
They keep showing it, too, on their playoff promos, dude, and it's pissing me off.
I know, but that was an unbelievable shot.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, left-handed hook shot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing here to win the game? That was unbelievable. But it's here. It's here anyway, and we got playoff basketball coming up this weekend. I'm fired up for it, and we'll see. We'll see who we got tonight. The winner of the Lakers-Pelicans, we will be playing on Saturday. It's confirmed, or we?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
On Saturday. Okay. So here we go, man. I love it. And it's nice because it is a great distraction from bad baseball,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if those two teams weren't doing what they were doing, it'd be like...
We'd be miserable.
Exactly. So we got two teams doing their thing, and we don't really have to watch the Rockies, which I'm not doing. You keep doing it. Well, you... Watch any of the Rockies today or?
No, I don't.
Probably
today's
not
basketball
today.
Basketball
day?
Yeah.
Okay. So you won't tune in at all, really, to see the car wreck?
I might check it out.
Like, and I think every time that you're watching, something crazy bad happens. So you might just have to flip it over and.
They'll get relegated to the smaller TV.
There you go.
Basketball gets the big television, and I'll give the Rockies the small TV.
Two TVs, Kisner on top of each other. What do you think about that?
Can I come over and watch one?
Sure. Man, we've never been invited over. Got a picture this weekend of like oh, that's a good setup you got over there, Dover.
No, that was Drew.
Oh, that was Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, well, both of y'all. Look at y'all.
Yeah, we're living nice.
We definitely haven't got invite over to Drew's place.
No, we haven't.
And I don't want it because he's got a couple little wham-whams running around. Well, no, he's got one, and then...
Yeah, one.
So. I was like, what's a wham-wham? Is that code for a kid or a dog?
Crying kid, yeah.
He's got a dog, too.
Oh, a dog's fine. I love dogs.
Oh, okay.
You're down on dogs?
No.
Why would that matter to me? Dogs, I love dogs.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I just don't like little kids.
Bring
this
your
guy
dogs,
who had two of them.
Leave your kids. Well, they're not little at least anymore.
Yeah,
no, mine.
Yeah, my kids are old, so I've already been through that. So
mine's almost four. He's not running around crying the whole time.
Yeah, but they're still a nuisance, and they bother you like when I like kid.
Wow.
Like, stop asking about, like, no, I'm trying to watch the basketball game, right? You know, I mean, I've been through it, so I can say it. Like, I did it, and I grinded through it. So, but, like, I that doesn't... scream fun to me. That doesn't appeal to me at all because I already know how it's going to go. Like, the wife's going to be like, you know, and then she's going to tell the kid to go outside, and the kid just, like, goes outside, but he wants to hang out, and it's like, dude, I'm trying to watch basketball.
Right, right.
Leave us alone. Right, go back in there with mom. But it's not my kid, so I can't say that.
You can text it to Drew.
Right. So I can already see the issues with going over to Drew's house.
Yeah, no kids at my place. So
there you go.
You guys are more than welcome at all times. A couple of quick texts. I said I had a pair of Rockies tickets. No one here would like to take them from me. Some texters are willing to take them off my hands. And I really like this.
That'd cost you $100.
Well, if you're a 970
special
texter.
Discount. Special discount
right.
From Dover. $100 for two. Great seats.
970 texter going to cost you about $120.
Oh.
But a texter says, you're going to like this. Hey, Josh, I'll be the Zach buy of those free tickets.
Oh, there we go. I love it.
That's a good little shot
Zach
right there.
Zach Bye owns the, you know, like, see, you're actually, like, looking to give away tickets.
Yeah.
Like, Zach throws it out there, usually at the beginning of a show, just like, oh, yeah, I'm looking to buy tickets. They're kind of expensive right now. And here, he knows what's going to happen. You know, then people feel bad for him. And the next thing you know, he's sitting on the damn glass at the Avs game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
With free tickets.
With free tickets.
Yeah, with free tickets.
Sharon Parks.
He's got it mastered.
Smelling salts with Sidney Crosby.
And then he's in here crying the next day.
That's right. That's right.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Good to be Zach. Bye.
Good to be Zach.
All right. Let's take a timeout. When we get back, I want to go back up to Boulder and have a conversation about the Buff squad, the top players in college football, and what it means for their chances this year. And by the way, the spring portal is open. We'll tell you what kind of action, if any, has already gone down with our Colorado teams. That's coming up next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
It is 12:30 on a Tuesday, lunchtime. How's your Tuesday going? Appreciate you spending some of it with us. You want to be a part of the show, hit us up on the text line, 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. Oh, see, now 970s are asking me what I want for my Rockies tickets. Maybe.
Wow.
I want to give them to Kevin for some reason. I had in my head
he doesn't want them.
He's going to give them
He's
to
out.
Kevin.
He's out.
I mean, it's my birthday weekend, but...
Oh, you like see? How you threw that
yeah.
in there. Wow.
I don't know if I want to be miserable.
It's a birthday weekend.
What day is the birthday?
I think Saturday.
The 20th. We don't have to get him anything.
Whatever the 20th is.
Happy birthday. Perfect.
Right. If it's a work day, you're like, oh, crap. Yes.
Yeah. So happy birthday on Saturday, because I'm just telling you now, get happy out.
I expect texts and everything.
Yeah. It's actually a big birthday week. Today, so you and... what's your sign?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
I seriously don't.
Yeah. So who else's birthday is it?
Today, it's Reggie Jackson's birthday.
That's your guy. Look at y'all. Yeah. Y'all are the same week.
You guys are like Pisces bros.
And it's Dinger's from the Rockies, so that adds up.
Dinger was hatched today.
Wow.
In 1996? I don't remember the
today.
Exact year.
95?
What did you get Reggie Jackson for his birthday gift there?
About a plane ticket.
A plane ticket? Like, to where?
I don't know, just not in Denver.
Wow. Chicken fingers. Man. That's still down on Reggie. Maybe even on his birthday. Right. Like, you can't, like, really?
I'm giving him a flight somewhere.
Wow. Out of town, huh?
Cabo.
Interesting. Cabo.
Wow. Maybe a bus ticket.
Cabo. Bus ticket to Cabo.
Well, I mean, you'll find your way.
Get to California. It's close enough.
Happy early birthday to Chicken Fingers. Happy birthday to Reggie Jackson. And happy hatching day to Dinger.
There we go. All right.
So we're excited for all those things. All right, Stoke, we chatted a little bit about CU and where they're at with some top 100 players. We'll get back to that in a moment. But the spring portal is open and underway. Our buddy Jake Shapiro wrote at denversports.com about a couple of players that the Buffs have already seen go with transfer portal moves. They actually did see one of their offensive linemen. Savion Washington is going to enter the transfer portal. Remember, he was kind of the biggest piece of a bad offensive line a year ago, and there were still some moments where I watched Savion and went, you're going to have to do better than that. And they did. Deion went out and got five new offensive linemen, so I think Savion just sort of saw the writing on the wall and is going to take his talents elsewhere.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. There's so many portals. These rules are so crazy in college right now. So that's when is that opening up?
Today.
The spring portal's open today. All right. Hopefully we can get a couple guys, I guess, right? I don't know, you know, what that looks like. But hopefully they can add. I mean, this is what Deion does, you know. He hits the portals. And so hopefully there's a couple good players that you can add to the mix here and help this team out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Shador was already on social medias last night, recruiting transfers.
Dang, if he transfers, we're in trouble.
I'm full on Zach Bye that Deion's out of here, if that's the case. But he was using his Instagram, his Twitter. Hey, a portal opening tomorrow. Tap in. Who wants to come to Colorado? All that good stuff.
Okay.
That's a big tool for Deion and for the Buffaloes to have Shador openly campaigning for guys.
Absolutely. I think that's a great thing. So. We'll see what it looks like moving forward, I guess. I mean, how long does the portal stay open?
Again, I don't know because the rules are the Wild West.
We haven't even had spring ball yet, right?
The 27th, I believe, is when the game is?
Yeah, so they're practicing spring football right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an interesting time for the portal to open. I think probably should have it maybe May, right, to where late May, middle May, to where all the spring ball is done. So now kids can look at their situation and say, I want to go. Or you have it before spring ball starts. So kids can say, I want to leave and I want to go, so you can learn the system and do all those things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like really right in the middle of spring practice, it opens up?
Right.
What are we doing? I don't even understand that. So do it before spring or right after spring. Again, to me, it makes no sense, the NCAA and like how they're navigating this in these waters and trying to figure all this stuff out. And if I was a team, I would want to know who I have coming in before spring and then try to implement that in my program. And then, or like after spring, where you can really evaluate your team and say, all right, we need to go get this. We need to go get that. That guy's leaving. That guy's leaving. I don't like the timing of it.
Does a player know, or at least have a pretty good idea of their role after spring ball?
I would think so.
That's kind of what I assumed. I'm just asking you because I don't know.
I would think so. I guess every situation's different, but
I mean,
the majority,
can happen, but.
Yeah, the majority of them, like, you know, you're like, okay, well, I'm getting a lot of reps with first string, with the first team, or I'm not.
Yeah.
Right, so you kind of realize where you are. Mm-hmm. It's still early. Like you said, things can change, but certainly you kind of have an idea of, all right, yeah, you know, I'm fourth string quarterback right now. Probably not looking good right. for me to be the starter this year. So, I just think that, I don't know. I don't like the timing of it at all.
And it is open through the 30th. Drew confirmed the 30th of this month.
So we got 2 weeks.
Got 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks. All right.
We'll see what it looks like. We'll see what CU adds, doesn't add, how much Shador and the boys recruiting via Insta and Twitter are helping out. There's one quick note I didn't mention about Jamal. This is also on our website, denversports.com, if you want to go watch the commercial itself. You see Jamal's new deal? Jamal is now not only a spokesman for New Balance, I like to call him newbies, he's now a spokesperson for Cheetos.
Oh, really?
The chip brand. It's actually a fun commercial, too. Again, it's at denversports.com. It starts with Jamal doing, like, really bad high fives to his teammates and to coaches and fans, even. And then it goes into explain why he's doing such bad high fives.
He's got the stuff on his fingers?
He's got Cheeto dust on his hands.
Oh, okay. Now, I haven't seen that.
And it's pretty fun. He's just crushing Cheetos and shooting hoops. And it basically is like, yeah, you have to use your opposite hand because your dominant hand is covered in Cheeto dust at all times.
Okay.
Pretty solid, right?
I guess. Sounds good. Good for him.
I was thinking when I watched the commercial last night, I was like, man, if I got to pick like a one personalized like endorsement deal for me.
Yeah.
Jordan is the obvious answer.
That's a good one.
But then I was like, you're thinking too small.
Oh.
D.R. Horton.
D.R. Horton.
The home builders.
Yeah.
I want to be the spokesperson for them.
I'd never heard of them.
They're like the biggest home builders in the United States.
Kisner hasn't heard of them either. Like, so like, dude, like you're going
to. I Googled this to confirm.
But how have no one else has heard of them?
Drew?
I've heard of them.
Thank you.
I've looked at D.R. Horton homes.
Right. How have you not? Okay. They build every house.
I don't see
some. You might have a D.R. Horton home.
I don't. I would see, like signs, all these builder signs. You know, I've never seen a D.R. Horton. I mean, look, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm not questioning you on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I've never heard of them.
Right.
You're acting like they're some big brand.
Kisner
hasn't heard of them. Well, maybe home builders, but like, still haven't heard of them. So it's like, okay, stick with. I was waiting for you to say, I'm going, you know, Amazon.
Oh,
dude, you said D.R. Horton. Like, who the D.R. Horton? Like, what is, like, that's what you came with?
It sounds like they need me now.
Chicken fingers. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I'd have homes in every market.
Walmart, Amazon. Jordan's 100 times better than D.R. Horton. I mean, like, that's the best that you could come up with?
Dude, I'd have a home here. I'd become your neighbor. I'd have a house next to Drew so we can hang out on his patio.
They don't build houses in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, right? Tell them in a different neighborhood than the rest
they
of us.
They ain't over there in Castle Pines, man. Come on. That's the best that you could do? Really?
I think it's a great answer.
No, it's an awful. The worst ever from you. I mean, like, I'm waiting for, like, some big corporation. All right, Boeing. You know, you're going to get yourself some planes. Like,
Boeing,
I don't know.
So
this guy goes with D.R. Horton. I thought it was like some investment firm. The hell is D.R. Horton? Oh, hey. They're home builders. I mean, come on.
Stoker.
That's the worst. That was your worst segment ever right there. Write it down. Take notes. Save the time and the date. D.R. Horton. Unbelievable. I thought it was like, I could have swore it was going to be an investment firm.
No. It's a
home builder.
Home builder.
Hey, wow. It says D.R. Horton. Are you sure it's not Dr. Horton?
See, this is what you were lying. I was kidding.
Exactly.
This is who you're leading on.
It might be. This guy doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I just figured out when I wrote it down.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, first text on the RamosLaw.com text line. I actually live in a D.R. Horton home. Don't recommend it.
Oh gosh, I was just joking. Obviously, I've never heard of him. So.
Oh, there we go. See, I just needed a 970 to text
it. Yeah.
D.R. Horton is huge. Dover for the win. There we go.
But here's the thing. I never said they weren't huge. I didn't question that, right? That's what people need to understand. The only thing I question is your selection of them.
I want free houses.
Dude, you're not going to get free houses.
Well.
They're going to just pay you. But why would you, what are you going to say? Buy this home just over. I mean, why would you not say, look at these Jordans on my feet? Goodness.
I think I nailed that. You guys be the judge.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we get back, I do want to get into a bit more of a Broncos conversation and the Avalanche, who are off until Thursday, but could kind of have their fate signed, sealed, and delivered this evening with what the Jets got going on. We'll give you details on that next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Having some fun with our endorsement deals we're trying to get. I'm gonna go with it's 50-50.
I mean, no. There's no chance it's 50-50.
It is.
It's like, shocked that you said that. D.R. Horton. Like, that's who you want to be sponsored by. Like, all the companies in the world.
They're $46 billion.
Okay, that's fine, right? They're a good company. I mean, I hope so. I mean, but I've never heard of them. And there's so many, just great companies that you could be sponsored by that are a lot better than Dr. Horton.
You know what I'd have them do to change your entire mind?
What?
We couldn't get into your community, but right on the outside, right at that 14-foot gate, there would be a home that's it's just our home.
Yeah.
It's our bro home.
Well, they got a bunch of stuff going on there now. Maybe D.R. Horton's building some
of
that stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I could be about to be your neighbor.
Right. You're going to be their spokesperson?
Yeah.
I love it.
Totally nailed that. All right. I want to talk a little bit about the Broncos and a quarterback that you and I had a conversation about yesterday, Stoke, Spencer Rattler. There have been some mocks that have seen Denver take Bo Nix at 12. There have been some mocks that have Denver going up and making a big play to get a J.J. McCarthy or a Drake May. We've seen all of this stuff. But in the mocks where they don't land a quarterback, more often than not, it's Spencer Rattler who they have settled upon, and the recent mocks have it as 76 overall. That's the Broncos' second pick, and it will come in the third round. Charles Davis of NFL Network, and he does a whole bunch of stuff. He's with Yahoo for a long time. I think Charles Davis is a really good reporter. He wrote an article on NFL.com, and he called it Players I Would Pound the Table For, as that you're going to get a steal in the draft. His number one player on this I'm going to pound the table for list is Spencer Rattler. He says, I've seen progress from Rattler on and off the field over the past two seasons. He'll probably go late on day two or early on day three. That's where we hope the Broncos are. Remember, he was a five-star recruit, widely considered the best quarterback in his class, but he eventually lost his starting job to Caleb Williams and then transferred to South Carolina after that season. His setback became a comeback. He was a co-MVP in 22, then set school records for completions at 275, completion percentage at 68.9 in 2023. He has the tools and toughness to succeed. So Charles Davis, he loves him some Spencer Rattler as, I guess we'd call it the first quarterback outside of the top six to be selected.
Okay, look, I think with Sean Payton, it's obvious that he wants a quarterback at some point in this draft, and I think he wants one early. But sometimes it just doesn't fall your way. And so how do you adjust and adapt after that? Well, you're going to have to go to the second-tier guys, and that's, Michael Pratt, Spencer Rattler, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then now you have to find out, which one of those guys do you really like? So if it's Spencer Rattler, all right, cool. All right. I mean, you got to get one at some point in this draft.
Yeah.
So. If that's a guy, I like hearing Charles Davis saying, hey, I'd pound the table for this guy. And, you're picking him in the third round. There's going to be some flaws on him. And it's not perfect, but at some point you're going to have to get that quarterback. So I really think that they're going to get that quarterback in the first round, but sometimes it doesn't work out like you want it to work out. So maybe you got to settle for a guy like Spencer Rattler, and then guess what happens if that's the case? And you'll be trading for a guy like Zach Wilson.
Mm, yeah.
If they go down that road. Mm-hmm. Or they'll sign a veteran guy that's on the streets right now.
Yeah, that one scares me a little bit.
Which one?
Tannehill.
All of it?
Yeah, Tannehill signing the veteran guy. Zach Wilson is... I have a little bit of intrigue by that because he is so young. And you kind of, you get to say, hey, forget everything you've ever known about being an NFL quarterback. We're going to start this process all over again.
Yeah.
And doing it with Sean.
Yeah. I think with a guy like Zach Wilson, you're right. That's what most people see. And that's what the Broncos see. That's what Sean Payton said. Okay. Guys just got drafted top five, 3 years ago. And a lot of talent there, obviously. He was in a bad situation. Come on over here. Let's see if we can fix you a little bit, right? But other guys that have been in the league 10, 11, 12 years, you're like, you know what you're going to get. So it's not as appealing.
Right. The other player on this list of Charles Davis I will pound the table for, it's Dallin Holker, the Rams tight end. And he writes, Holker might not be a pure tight end. He's more of a fit in the H-back mold, but I think he's going to be a great pick for a team on day three of the draft. He talks about Trey McBride also coming out of Colorado State and having the year that he just had in year two. And then he also gives some love to Holker. Remember at the combine when I'm going to say he forgot what he was doing,
right?
But he made a one-handed catch with the football, and it was a pretty cool highlight play. So he gives him some credit for that, too. But I kind of thought about this. All right, if you're going to tell me Rattler at 76 and Holker at fourth round, or maybe it's one of your – they have three fifth-round picks. I think that's a nice little takeaway on the offensive side, a fifth-round tight end that is going to come in and compete and maybe even compete to start sooner rather than later, and you found a quarterback that's going to come in here and you try to develop under Sean Payton in his system and does everything that Sean wants him to do.
Yeah, absolutely. If that's the way it plays out and you're getting your tight end there in the fifth round, all right. I mean, obviously they need to add to this room. They need to find some good bargains. That's where they're at, with the 12th pick, and then after that, no second round pick, and then you have, what, one third, one fourth? And then a few fifths?
Three fifths and a couple sixths.
Yeah, so I mean, you need to find some bargains. We need to hit one out of the park here. Oh, hey, guess what? We just drafted George Kittle in the fifth round. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. We picked this receiver in the fourth round, and he turns out to be really good. Can we get one of those? Right? It's been a while.
It has been.
You look at a guy, let's just say Malik Jackson, fifth-round pick, ends up being, this great player. We need some of those picks, man, because, look, the cupboard's bare. The roster needs a lot of upgrades. You don't have five first-round picks, so you got to find these starters and these game-changing players elsewhere. They're there. Cecil, hey, give me Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh or Tariq Woolen or whatever his name is in the fifth or sixth. I mean, they're available. You just got to find them and you got to pick them. And it's been just so long since we've had some of those players. Like I said, you don't have three first-round picks. You got to find these guys elsewhere, especially when you're in the Broncos situation. And it needs to be this year.
Mm-hmm. Broncos country, would you welcome Spencer Rattler if it's a third-round pick? Fourth round pick, perhaps even falls to a fifth round pick. Would that be somebody you would want to see in the Broncos quarterback room come this August? Answer that question at 303-713-1043. It is the RamosLaw.com text line. Got to tell you about the Fan Flyaway. It's back. This time, we're sending a lucky listener, that could be you, and a guest to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship that's going down in June. What you got to do is get to denversports.com/thefanflyaway, register. While you're there, you might as well claim that special offer our friends at Sport Clips are going to hook you up with. You're going to get two tickets to a game. You're going to get round-trip airfare from Denver to wherever this thing may end up. The hotel stay covered and $500 walking around money for you. It is all on the line at denversports.com/thefanflyaway. All thanks to our friends over at Sport Clips. If you've already registered for the previous Fan Flyaway, well, we got you in this Fan Flyaway. So you're already signed up. Just make sure you're telling everybody in your life to sign up at denversports.com/thefanflyaway.